This is only to be used when you're able to sit down or lay down. You decide right now if you want to take a 20-minute little break or if you're going to go into a nice deep sleep and sleep through the night. That's your choice. But right now, if you'd like to come with me on this fantasy, I want you to imagine, think, dream the words that I say. So close your eyes and take a deep breath. With every breath you take, with every word I say, you go deeper and deeper into wonder as we go to one of my very, very favorite places, a place on a beach on the Wisconsin River. And with every little word I say, you're going to go deeper and deeper into peace. So I'd like you to imagine that we're walking through a woods. And there's big, tall trees, and there's a path. And the path is clean and straight. And with every breath, with every step, you allow your body to relax, your toes, the balls of your feet, and your arches, your heels and your ankles, the calves of your legs and your knees, your thighs, and your hips. The smaller your back and your stomach muscles, your upper back and your chest, the muscles in your shoulders, your arms, your hands, and your fingers, all the time, feeling every cell, every muscle, every nerve, starting to let go of toxins, starting to let go of worries, starting to let go of everything that no longer serves you. And we go through the trees, but it's as if we can smell the pine, which has been proven to relax us, the smell of pine. And it's as if we're walking through these trees, and if the Japanese were here, they would call it forest bathing, because we're bathing every sense that we have. And as we do that, all of our cells are starting to move in synchronicity with our thoughts, and our thoughts are on healing and peace and joy and all the higher vibrations, and we're letting go of anything that's holding us back, any blocks that is keeping us stuck. And as we walk, we feel our toes relax and the balls of our feet and our arches, our heels and our ankles, the calves of our legs and our knees, our thighs and our hips. Then allow that feeling to go all the way up your spine. Every vertebrae, every little muscle connected to those vertebrae, moving into perfect alignment. You feel as if you're standing taller. You feel as if you're moving easier. And then your shoulders let go of the weights. Your arms, your hands, and your fingers. And that feeling goes all the way up to the tip of your head, even allowing your brain to rest. And then we are at a little bit of a hill, and we're going to go down to a beach. And as we do, there's steps going down, and each step will light up, making us think of other things. But before we do that, before we go down those steps, I want you to realize that all this time you didn't realize it, but you have a backpack on. You have a backpack on, and there's a bench there. And you sit down on this bench, and the bench is purple amethyst rock. And as you sit down on that bench, you start to feel that everything that's ever happened to you has worked together to make you who you are. So even the things that were hard to live through, they still made you who you are. Everything gives you a different perspective in life. You understand people in a different way. But what's in this backpack are all the hurts you've ever had. They're rocks. They're boulders. They stand in your way. They keep you stuck. Anything that's ever hurt you, any time that you've been angry and had trouble forgiving, it's in there. Every time that you didn't have confidence, it's in there. Everything that's been weighing on you, your worries, your cares, they're all there. Why don't you take that backpack off and leave it at the top of the stairs? If you still want it when we come back, if you still want all that pain and sadness, that shame, blame, and guilt, you can always pick it up and take it with you. But right now, I want you to have these next few minutes free. I want you to feel free from everything that has troubled you. So take it off and let's go down the steps. And every step is going to make you feel lighter and lighter. Until all of a sudden, it's almost as if you're not touching the steps. It's almost as if you're floating down. Safe, moving into such joy. And that first step lights up as red, and red is a color that reminds you you are loved. You are loved by people that are your friends and family. But you're loved by animals. And more than that, you are loved by the universe itself. Because you are unique. There's only one of you. And you are very special. And it's important that you let your light shine. And the next one lights up as orange. And orange is a color that reminds you it's necessary. It's time for a change. It's a time to get healthier. It's a time to become in tune with your body, with your cells, with your life. There's nothing and there's nobody. There's no feeling or sensations. There's nothing from the past, the present, ever to come in the future that can hold you back. Because you are meant to be here. And the next one lights up as yellow. And yellow is the color of the sunshine that's coming through the trees, the branches, and into the top of your head. It brings you joy and happiness. It makes you remember times that life was so good. And you feel better and better. And the more you think about those times that were right and that you were strong and confident, the more strong and confident and happy you become. So remember the times that are good. And then you look around and you see so many green trees. And these green trees remind you you can heal. And you are healing. You are healing right now. And you are feeling better and better. You are feeling stronger and stronger all the time. And the more you listen to this recording, the more you're going to be able to heal. The more you're going to be able to relax. The more you relax, the more you heal. The more you heal, the better you feel. It's all a circle. And then you look out at the water, because now you can see the river coming by. And you know that every time water touches you, inside or out, every time you drink water, every time you wash your hands, or a shower, or a bath, you are going to allow peace to enter you. You're going to allow joy to come and be a part of you, and you're going to feel better and better. And then you step down in that white sand, that sand that has been there for so long, part of the rocks and the water, and you realize that just as you're a part of nature, you are also the beloved child of God. You're a child of this universe. This is your home. This is your planet. This is your, what you love. And whether you are looking at Father Sky or Mother Earth, whether you're looking as God or the universe, it doesn't matter what you call it. It's It's a higher being that loves you. You are loved. And you step down onto that sand. And you see there's a campfire. And you can hear a guitar playing, soft and easy. And around this campfire are people that you know. Some of them here, some of them that have already passed over. Some of them that you've never met. But they all look at you and smile. They're all quiet. And you sit down to join this circle. And as you sit there, you feel an energy coming around and around the circle. And you know that it seems as if that energy is going right through your body. Right through your body. The music, the love, the energy, the fire. The good smell of pine and water and sand. You can feel the softness as you're sitting on this sandy beach. And you feel better and better. You feel stronger and stronger. It's almost as if the air itself, you can take a bite out of. It's so delicious. It's such a delicious situation. And you relax more and more. The more you relax, the more you heal. And all of a sudden, you realize that the moon is full. And it's as if a moonbeam has come down and is shining into the top of your head. And a cool, cool gel is going through your body from the top of your head down. And this cool gel is calming any inflammation in your body. It's calming the inflammation in your body, because inflammation is good if you get hurt. It pushes those white cells to heal. But it's when it doesn't shut off. But you do shut that inflammation off when you relax, when you go deeper and deeper into peace. And that's what you're doing right now. You're turning off the inflammation. Every sound you hear just makes you relax even more. It makes you feel even better. And makes you feel as if there is nothing and there is nobody. There's no feeling or sensation. Every sound makes you go deeper, as if you could hear the sound making you go deeper. Going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. You can feel better and better. You can feel stronger and stronger. And as you go deeper, you allow that wonderful feeling of healing to take over your body. You feel that gel go down through your body, your thyroid, your eyes. You feel it going down your lungs. You feel your lungs breathing better. You feel that this air just relaxes you more. You feel yourself becoming in one with the circle, one with the land, one with the sky, one with the trees, one with the water, one with the earth. And you go deeper and deeper into peace. And as it comes down through your body and touches your pancreas and your liver, as it comes down and repairs and heals your stomach and your intestines, and then you start to realize that every one of your joints are feeling better because the inflammation is leaving, the serotonin is healing. Goes all the way down to the bottom of your feet. and there is nothing, and there is nobody. There's no feeling or sensation. There's nothing from the past, the present, or ever to come in the future that can keep you from feeling better and better. And you can hear that guitar playing your favorite song. You hear gentle laughter, and you know that you're protected. You know that you are loved. You know whether it's people that you see every day or people that have passed over and you haven't seen them for a long time, they're part of this circle. And the love is going around and around, and you are getting stronger and stronger. It's as if your energy is becoming more and more of who you are. You're becoming more confident. You're letting go of anything that has ever hurt you. You're letting go of anyone that's ever hurt you. You forgive easily because you know it's not about the person. It's about you. When you hang on to something, it's like giving someone else poison, and it's you that is getting sick. So let it go. Feel how wonderful it feels to have let that backpack be gone. Feel your future. It's right there. You can create whatever it is you desire. You can create whatever it is that you want in life. Because the blocks have been moved. You can become healthier and healthier because every cell in your body is listening to you right now. Every cell in your body is going back to a healing time that you felt your best. Whenever your joints felt better, whenever your muscles felt better, your skin, everything, you go back to that time in your memory. And that is what you're creating before the inflammation came, before the disease came, before the illness came, before the sadness came. Let it all go. It's not working. Let it go. And instead, look up at the sky and see the stars. Feel the energy from the earth and the sky coming into your body. Balancing, healing, relaxing. As you feel better and better every day and every way. As you're getting better and better every day and every way. Until all of a sudden, you're able to get up and walk around this campfire. You can touch or hug anybody that's there. You can feel their energy. You can feel their love, the joy of it. And the more joy you have, the better your immune system works. The more joy you have, the better your life works. And now, you get to decide whether you want to pick that backpack back up, or if you want to live without the boulders of regret, the boulders of being stuck, the feelings of lack and illness. Just let it go. You are an amazing, amazing creature. And it's time to reach your potential. It's time to be who it is you wish to be, who you already are deep inside. And as you relax more and more and feel better and better, and you go deeper and deeper into peace and love, life is good. And now, whatever you have decided, whether you're going into a deep, healthy sleep, or whether you're waking up with more energy than you ever have. Those are your choices. If you go into sleep, you'll wake up with more energy tomorrow. But you're going to feel better and better. You're going to heal. And now, take a breath and enjoy.